As concerns about security on the popular app TikTok continue to circulate, the City of Cambridge is now looking into the risks of allowing employees to access the platform on their devices. The city says it hasn't taken any firm steps to ban its use, but they're reviewing the situation. The city is aware of the federal government's decision to ban TikTok from government-issued mobile devices, Alison Jones, supervisor of communications for the City of Cambridge, said in an email to Cambridge Today. Staff is reviewing the risks and use of the app to inform any necessary next steps. Jones confirmed to Cambridge Today that the city doesn't use TikTok for any form of public communication. But those perusing through the app may be confused by that claim, since there is an account that uses the city's logo and name. The account, which states it's not an official account in its bio, has 10 videos, 284 followers and 1,466 likes. The most watched video on the page has over 55,000 views. As this is not an official account of the city, this account does not have permission to use the logo, Jones said. We will ask that it be removed. An account using the City of Cambridge's logo has been discovered, and city staff says they will ask that it be removed. TikTok. As of February 28, TikTok had been removed from all federal government mobile devices. Mona Fortier, president of the Treasury Board, said in a statement that users will also be blocked from downloading the app in the future. The statement continued to say that TikTok's data collection methods provide considerable access to the contents of the phone. While concern remains high, Fortier says there's no reason to believe there has been any security breaches of government information to date. Following a review of TikTok, the Chief Information Officer of Canada determined that it presents an unacceptable level of risk to privacy and security, Fortier said. While the risks of using this application are clear, we have no evidence at this point that government information has been compromised. Fortier acknowledged that when it comes to the general public, the use of any social media platform is a personal choice. However, she concludes the statement by saying, "Communication Security Establishment's Canadian Centre for Cybersecurity Guidance strongly recommends that Canadians understand the risks and make an informed choice on their own before deciding what tools to use." Bans have already been put in place in the United States and the European Union, with Quebec also banning its use on federal devices. Several other Canadian provinces, including Ontario, have stated they are considering banning the app on government-issued devices.